To disclose or not to disclose? That is the question. Written by Sean M. Weiss, partner and VP of Compliance for Doctors Management, LLC. The biggest questions these days I get with regards to handling potential overpayments regarding internal or external audits is whether or not the errors constitute a self-disclosure protocol. The short answer is, avoid this process unless you have verifiable fraudulent activity to report. Section 1128JD of the Affordable Care Act created an express duty to refund and report Medicare and Medicaid overpayments by the latter of 60 days after the overpayment was identified or the date the cost report is due. The final rule only applies to overpayments from traditional Medicare Parts A and B. The rule includes very specific language regarding a specific aspect of the process, including the look-back period and what it means to identify an overpayment. In this article, we will take a closer look at these. Look-back period. The final rule regarding retained overpayments settled on a 6-year look-back period. The 6-year look-back is not retroactive and is effective March 14, 2016. CMS also included language concerning reopenings under the final rule, which have been extended to 6 years as well, and are limited to reopenings by the provider or supplier. Identity. The final rule sets out CMS's decision that providers have an obligation to exercise reasonable diligence through timely, good faith investigation of credible information. CMS clarified that this means both proactive and reactive reviews of Medicare billing. Merely auditing based on compliance hotline calls or issues raised by staff is insufficient. The 60-day clock does not start running until after the reasonable diligence period has concluded, which may take at most 6 months from receipt of credible information, absent extraordinary circumstances. The final rule acknowledges that complex investigations, like a Stark Law violation, that are referred to in the CMS Voluntary Self-Referral Disclosure Protocol, fall within this extraordinary circumstances category. An overpayment is not identified until the amount of the refund has been quantified. That means an 8-month period, 6 months for timely investigation plus 60 days for reporting and returning of the overpayment. Failing to make reasonable diligence efforts, including failure to conduct diligence with all deliberate speed after obtaining the information, may result in the provider or supplier knowingly retaining an overpayment because it acted in reckless disregard or deliberate ignorance of whether it received such an overpayment. That overpayment liability can, in turn, result in federal False Claims Act liability as reverse false claims. The majority of issues our clients are dealing with from the results of either an internal or external audit is what to do with potential or partial overpayments. The fact is, almost 99% of what a practice finds are one-off errors that can be handled via a corrected claims process. The guidelines do not require any errors identified during an audit to be further expanded to ensure it is not a systemic issue and are limited to only the error identified. Now, we move into guidance on handling a Medicare overpayment. Overpayments are Medicare funds that a provider or a beneficiary has received in excess of the amount actually allowed payable under the Medicare statute and regulations. Once a determination of an overpayment has been made, the amount of the overpayment is a debt owed to the United States government or its Medicare contractors. Unsolicited voluntary refund disclaimer. According to the CMS Medicare Program Integrity Manual, Publication 100-08, Chapter 4, acceptance of a voluntary refund in no way affects or limits the right of the federal government or any of its agencies or agents to pursue any appropriate criminal, civil, or administrative remedies arising from these or any other claims. Discovery of an overpayment. An overpayment may be discovered in one of the following ways. In regards to Medicare Part B, the beneficiary or the provider may find the payment error. A contractor employee may discover the overpayment during a review process. A medical director's decision may result in identification of an overpayment, or a claims processing department may identify an overpayment while processing subsequent claims. If you believe that an overpayment has been made, you can notify Medicare in one of three ways. Regardless of how you notify Medicare of the overpayment, you must provide the following information: provider name and number, beneficiary's health insurance claim numbers, reason for overpayment, amount of overpayment, method of repayment, copy of the primary insurance explanation of benefits, only applicable in Medicare secondary payer situations, whether or not you have a corporate integrity agreement with the Office of Inspector General, and whether or not you are participating in an OIG self-disclosure protocol. Unsolicited return of money. Unsolicited means you identified the overpayment and voluntarily returned the money before a refund is requested. Send a personal check for the specific overpayment amount. Please do not return the Medicare check. Complete the return of monies to Medicare form, Form 8322-1 for Part A, or Form 8322 for Part B, or Form FP171 for IHS, Indian Health Services Part A, or IHS Part B, and send all checks to the appropriate address listed on the form. In order to process your payment more efficiently, a separate check should be issued for each provider that was overpaid. You will be contacted if it cannot be determined why the payment was sent or if there is missing information needed for processing. CMS defines patient name, HIC, claim number, and DOS as required information to be submitted with voluntary funds. And if this information is not supplied or cannot be determined based on the information provided, appeal rights will not be afforded to the provider. Partial refund. If you identify a partial amount that needs to be returned to Medicare, such as due to a corrected place of service, we recommend that you follow the instructions outlined in this article instead of sending a voluntary refund to Medicare. Providers cannot reduce an overpayment amount due because they found an underpayment.